You recall when they, was it, I forgot the name of the case now, Reynolds versus Sims. First it was Baker versus Carr.
Baker versus Carr. Yeah.
That was the, laid the foundation. Then Reynolds versus Sims applied the Baker versus Carr doctrine to one and then a succession of states, including Michigan. And but that was 4 years later. And that didn't end it.
No. I don't think it's ever been ended.
I'll tell you one consequence that I was close to was another fellow, Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, voted wrong in 72 when this thing came up again. And in 76, even though he was the sitting Chief Justice of Michigan, the Democratic Party declined to nominate him, in a way that was humiliating. In, I would say that it was kind of petty. The people in charge at that time pretended that he wasn't there. It was that kind of posturing. And then, of course, when he showed up, they said, well, get out of here. You're wrong. Get lost. It was such a course of conduct that has caused a lot of people to say, we can't have that if we're going to have a judiciary with any degree of independence. You can't have people kicked out of office for...
No, and you can't have people being told what they have to do. Now, people on the bench I'm talking about.
Cyrus's recollection of this, for whatever value it may have in stimulating yours, was that when you went to Grand Rapids that time in 1960, in the, right after the decision, that it was election time coming up for him. He had been appointed and was going to have to run either that year or the next year or sometime quite soon. And he told me, and this is, you know, on one of those tapes, that he, with you in the, either at his side or in the context of the comment anyway, he told Gus Scholl, look, I know endorsements are coming up, and if you're going to expect votes in return for endorsements, he said, you better be advised ahead of time that I cannot perform other than by what my good conscience tells me. That's what he's telling me.
Put the names on that so that I'm sure Cyrus, I understand what
this
you're
is
saying.
Ted Cyrus and you together had gone to Grand Rapids. And he said that almost right away, and I can't picture the thing in detail, but very soon after arrival, and this rude reception that, as to you, that he encountered Scholl, whether individually, separately, in a room somewhere, or in a larger group, and felt constrained to bring the matter up that there were endorsements coming as to him, Cyrus. And you mustn't premise your decision on the expectation that your wishes are going to be followed in votes on the Supreme Court. If you're going to endorse me, I'm going to do my job. I'm not going to do your bidding. Now, those words at the end there are mine. But this, in a very brief way, was what he said that he told Gus in the light of having seen what happened as to you, because you voted your mind in conscience. And he didn't want to be misrepresenting by silence, let's say, what his conduct was going to be.
Yeah, it was an unhappy period. I think probably it strained more relationships than anything else in my judicial career. But I voted my conscience, and what the hell, I've got to live with it. I don't sleep with anything except my wife and my conscience.